नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
Moving closer to making instant triple talaq a criminal offense, the Lok Sabha passed the Muslim Women Protection of Rights on Marriage Bill. All amendments to the bill were defeated. The bill has provision for jail up to 3 years for the husband. However, questions were raised in the Lok Sabha in a heated debate on the constitutional validity of the proposed legislation. All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin leader Asaduddin Owaisi and Biju Janata Dal leader Bhartruhari Mahtab strongly opposed the bill, saying it lacked legislative coherence and was conflicting with existing legal provisions. The government said it was moving the bill as it had received 66 complaints of men resorting to the practice of instant divorce despite the Supreme Court declaring it void. So why did the bill create so much controversy? We decode it for you. Should the Muslim women frame and hang the Supreme Court verdict in their homes now? Asked Ravi Shankar Prasad. MJ Akbar said that the atmosphere of fear must be removed surrounding the Muslim women. Here are the key points made by members of the Lok Sabha that defined the triple talaq debate. When Speaker Sumitra Mahajan called out all MPs to speak at the time of the introduction of the bill by Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad, all those who had given a notice objecting to the introduction were given an opportunity to speak. Congress MPs were on their feet, but none got the chance to go on record because no notice had come from the Congress party. For a party stinged by the Shah Bano case during Rajiv Gandhi government, Congress is being extra cautious. It was an unknown case in the overburdened courts that sprang out to acquire large political overtones that ultimately gave enough leeway to both the BJP and other regional players to grab a large section of loyal Congress voters. There are exactly 33 words that defined the triple talaq hearings in the Supreme Court. What are they? What do they mean? Find out here in the link below. In other news, Pakistan yet again defended imposing harsh security procedures during the meeting of death row prisoner Kulbhushan Yadav and his wife and mother, which it claimed had been bilaterally agreed with India. Foreign Minister Khwaja Mohammad Asif rejected Indian allegations and stated that the meeting of Yadav with his wife and mother on December 25th was permitted on humanitarian grounds. So there's a link and you know the drill. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj, while addressing the parliament, said the Indian Navy officer Kulbhushan Yadav thought something bad had happened back home when he saw his mother without a bindi and Mangal Sutra when they met in Islamabad. Swaraj said the removal of the Mangal Sutra was a height of disrespect as Yadav's mother had told the Pakistani officials that it was a symbol of marriage, but they did not relent. Moving on, former President Barack Obama remained the most admired man and woman in the United States, a 10-year trend for Obama and 16 years running for Clinton. President Donald Trump took the second spot. India's largest software company, Tata Consultancy Services, also known as TCS, is facing a legal trial in the US over allegations of being biased against American workers. According to a Bloomberg report, TCS's request to dismiss a 2015 lawsuit that accused it of violating anti-discrimination laws by favoring South Asian workers was rejected by a federal judge in California. The federal judge explained the cases filed by American workers who lost their jobs at TCS offices in the US into a class action suit, adding to the worries of the IT giant. To read more, there's a link. Agree or disagree? The last 3 years have probably been the toughest for Congress since the formation of the party on December 28, 1885. It has been 133 years. The grand old party, though, has been much more confident of upsetting the ruling party ever since it took the sting out of BJP's war cry of a Congress-mukt Bharat in its former's den in Gujarat. The Congress has to pass 3 litmus tests before it can claim that Gujarat was no flash in the pan. More on it here in the link mentioned below. On Reel, how Indore became a role model of cleanliness. Watch it here.
So that's all, folks. That was it. The Daybreak. For more information, for more news, for more crazy kick-ass stuff, log on to our website, news18.com. And yes, till the time we meet again, it's your host, Bacha, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.